This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. While South Dakota farmers grow a fair amount of sorghum, both forage and grain types, the majority of seed lines are developed for the Southern Plains. SDSU researchers are assisting Iowa State University in a project developing and testing sorghum lines for northern growers. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Sarah Bowder explains sorghum lines are being tested at the Southeast Experiment Farm near Beersford, as well as the Sturgis Research Station.
We have grain types, we have forage types, photoperiod sensitive type, and then sedan grass, and some of these are in a multi-cut environment as well.
South Dakota scientists are tracking flowering time, yield, and feed quality, along with insect and disease tolerance. As corn production costs continue to climb, Bowder believes interest is branching out to sorghum across the region.
There's a lot of beef and dairy cattle operations, and in my anecdotal opinion, sorghums specifically have become more popular in the last several years. They have lower inputs than corn, but they have similar quality characteristics. It's just a little lower in energy. So because of that, it's become popular for ease of management and economics.
She states forage sorghum especially is often planted as a Plan B crop, but when managed with optimal seeding time and nutrient delivery, forage sorghum can be a win for farmers and livestock feeders.
It's much tougher during certain environmental issues we tend to have, like drought years. Sorghum is very tough in a drought and does well.
To learn more on sorghum production and feeding, visit extension.sdstate.edu.